Chapter 3, How to Find a Werewolf. A werewolf, Moongobble sighed. What will he think of next? Something nasty, that's for certain, said Fireball. We went into the cottage where we sat around Moongobble's table, trying to figure out what to do. Fireball hooked his feet into the back of my chair and rested his chin on my shoulder. His breath was hot against my cheek. The mice in Moongobble's hat came back out. They looked angry and a little frightened. Irk sat in his usual spot, right on the table. Well, there are two things we have to do, he said at last. What are they? Asked Moongobble. First, we must find out where the weeping werewolf lives. And second, he stopped, as if he didn't want to finish the sentence. What? I asked. Find out where he lives, and then what? Irk shrugged. Then we have to find out a way to get some of his tears without getting torn to shreds. Let's start by figuring out where he lives, Moongobble said. It's simpler. He went to the shelf and started to take down some books. He had to climb on the stool to reach them. Soon he had a pile of books all around him and was sitting on the stool reading. Edward, fetch me some silver whistlewort, he called without looking up. Silver whistlewort is a plant we gather in the forest. I fetched the bottle from the shelf where we keep it. Here it is, I said, taking it to Moongobble. He looked up from his reading. Here what is? He asked. Oh, the whistlewort. Thank you, Edward. He took the bottle from me and carried it to the table. Then he took out some of the leaves, mixed them with some other things that he took from his pockets, and made a little pile in the center of the table. Taking his wand from his sleeve, he waved it over the leaves and said, Iggle, biggle, warza werewolf. Bang! There was a puff of green smoke and a small explosion. When the smoke cleared, I saw a hole in the center of the table. Drat, said Moongobble. Here, let me try again. I don't think this is going to work, said Irk, after Moongobble's third explosion. He wiped a smudge of green soot off his nose. And if you try that one more time, we're going to need a new table. I'm afraid you're right, said Moongobble sadly. Now what do we do? I asked. Maybe we should visit Felicity, Irk said. Who's Felicity? Asked Fireball. A witch, said Irk. Her professional name is Felicity the Finder. She lives on the far side of the forest. I didn't know there was a witch living near Pigbone, I said. The idea made me nervous. Irk rolled his eyes. I suspect there is a great deal you do not know, Edward. However, it is no surprise that you would not know about Felicity. She's shy. So shy, she would be quite happy if no one even knew she existed. Come on, let's go. It won't take long. We don't need to pack anything more than a lunch and a gift for Felicity. She doesn't mind having visitors? I asked a little nervously. She hates it, said Irk. She doesn't do anything awful to them, does she? I asked, trying not to squeak. Not if they're polite, he replied. And if you're not polite? Asked Fireball, who had a bit of a temper. Irk shuddered. You don't want to know. The mice in Moongobble's hat began to cry. Oh, hush, said Irk, glaring at them. If you're quiet and lucky, Felicity won't even know you're there. He paused, then added, if you're really lucky, her cat won't notice you either. The mice scurried through their little door back into Moongobble's hat. Irk grinned, looking pleased with himself. Come on, he said, let's get busy. A few minutes later, we headed into the forest. Chapter 4, Felicity. Felicity the Finder lived about 2 hours' walk from Moongobble's cottage. Her house was hidden under a huge old willow tree, tucked behind the branches as if it were as shy as its owner. A little brook ran alongside the cottage, and a black cat was sitting out front when we walked up. Hello, Midnight, said Irk when he saw the cat. Nice to see you again. Nice to see you too, Irk, said the cat, licking a paw. He didn't sound as if he meant it. I noticed that Midnight was looking very intently at Moongobble's hat. He couldn't see the mice, though. They had scampered inside the moment they spotted him. He turned his gaze to me. Is that a dragon on your back? He asked, sounding fairly surprised for a cat. Yes, I'm a dragon, Fireball said, sticking his head over my shoulder. Want to make something of it? Midnight stared at him for a moment, then said, Not much to you, is there? I grabbed Fireball's nose to keep him from spitting a burst of flame at Midnight. If we wanted Felicity to help us, it wouldn't be a good idea to fry her cat before we went in. Since we weren't going to toast the kitty, we had some trouble getting past him.
Fortunately, Urk had suggested that we bring some gifts. Cheese for Felicity and a small book of poems about mice for the cat. It took some bargaining, but after a while, Midnight said, "All right, you can go in, but let me warn you, when Felicity asks you to leave, you'd better go fast. If she gets too nervous, she can't control herself." He closed his eyes and said happily, "Sometimes things blow up." "I understand," said Moongobble, who also tended to blow things up. Midnight stepped aside and let us in. I glanced over my shoulder as I went through the door. Midnight was leaning against the porch rail, the book of poems open in front of him. Felicity's cottage was dark inside. A curtain strung across the center of it blocked Felicity from our view. She wouldn't come out to see us, so we had to call our questions through the curtain and listen very carefully for her answers. "You want to find the weeping werewolf?" she whispered when we told her what we were after. "Why in the world would you want to do that?" So we had to explain about Moongobble's mess-ups and Fozwad trying to keep him from joining the society. Finally, Felicity said, "The weeping werewolf lives in the forest of night. His curse is powerful indeed." "What do you mean?" asked Moongobble. "Most men who are werewolves only take wolf form on the night of the full moon, but this man becomes a werewolf every single night." "Well, that solves one problem," said Urk. "At least we won't have to wait until the next full moon to get those tears." "What is the safest way to approach him?" asked Moongobble. "The safest thing is to not get near him at all," said Felicity quickly. "Well, if we do have to get near him, what should we do?" "Take plenty of wolfbane and make sure you've said goodbye to all your loved ones. Now please go, you're making me nervous." We hurried out the door. Behind us, I heard something explode. "I told you," said the cat.